When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
At California Closets, we design for the little things. Take this moment of a parent walking across their toy-filled living room for a glass of water. And now, the California Closets version of that moment. Family room and home storage solutions by designers who get you. California Closets. More room for what matters.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
A little bit later this hour, we have George Rosenthal. We do Tech Talk Tuesdays. That's the segment every week where the guest scares the crap out of you about AI and other things related to technology. But we love him. We love George, and he'll be with us in about 25 minutes talking about a lot of topics. I think he uses AI, Sue, to gather his topics, and then we end up talking about AI.
So yeah, all kinda, I think he does.
It's a very symbiotic segment. But look, I get response, and I think you do too, from listeners all the time who are just captivated.
Yes.
So George puts his little list together, and we'll get to as many topics. One of them has to do with ticket scams that are going on with concerts and things like that.
Great.
Yeah, I know. Awesome. Something else we need is a scam. We have Election Day coming up 3 weeks from today. We have the big constitutional amendments and a St. Louis County executive race. We have a St. Charles County executive race. Steve Ellman is the incumbent. He said he wasn't going to run in that race, decided to get back in, mainly, if we're calling it the way it is, because Bill Igel, former state senator, rabble-rouser that he is, got in the race. But there's another candidate, Jason Law. He's the former mayor of the city of St. Louis. He is in local law enforcement, and he's with me in the studio this afternoon to talk about the campaign. Jason, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank
Let me
you
make
for
sure
having
I got
me.
Do I have the right mic on? Say that again.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. We've had changes in the studio, and we'll make sure that people can hear you.
Yeah, you just got to get right on
real
it.
Close, like
yeah.
Fred
you
was
got
telling
it.
You.
There you
That's
go.
That's the way it should
right.
sound right there. So I don't think you and I have ever met. Have we ever met?
No, we have not met.
So tell me, give me the bio of Jason Law. I've heard a little bit about you. I know that you've been out there kind of making your name known and trying to get some attention. So how about we just start with a bio?
Okay. I grew up in North St. Louis County. I went to Sacred Heart Grade School in Florissant. Hayeswood Central, went to a little bit of college and then became a St. Louis County police officer. I've been there 28 years. I'm a lieutenant colonel, and I've enjoyed my experience the whole 28 years. I'm married with three kids. We live in Lake St. Louis, of course, where I was the mayor for 4 years, where we did a lot of good work. And our kids go to ICD Catholic Church. We're full of sports and activities right now, and running a great campaign, and we're looking to do very well this August 4th.
And you're old enough to have that perspective. I'm a little older than you, but man, I remember going out to St. Charles County in the early 80s. I had a friend that worked at like a video store. I wish I remembered exactly where that was, but there was like nothing. That was it. Yeah. It was the video store and nothing else. And then you go through, and I moved away from the state for a fair amount of time, but the explosion that has happened out there in St. Charles County really is something.
It's crazy explosive. I mean, growth is good, but we need to make sure that we're doing it in a smart way. As the mayor of Lake St. Louis, I put into place the first moratorium on apartments in 2022. And we saw what was happening with the infrastructure, the schools, the police, the fire, and we needed to just slow that down so our resources could grow.
So why did you decide to get in this race? What is the main motivator for Jason Law to get into this race against an incumbent who's been pretty popular and the state senator that's, you know, got name recognition out there as well?
Well, I do what I say and I say what I do. So when I ran in Lake St. Louis, I ran on cutting taxes, which we cut taxes by 46% by paying debt off early, becoming a debt-free city. We invested millions into the police department, cut crime by 45% over 4 years, become the top 10 safest city in the state of Missouri. And then we cut bureaucracies in our permitting process, which spurred about $500 million in private investment in a small city.
Tell me a little bit more about that. I think that it's not the sexiest topic, right? But it's so important.
Which the taxes, the crime?
The permitting and the codes and the bureaucracy, the red tape.
There's a ton of red tape. And I mean, when I got there, the board was ran by older folks that were, you know, in mid to late 70s. And I was 34 when I became an alderman. And I can remember I wanted to have a Facebook page for the city of Lake St. Louis.
Yeah, there
and
you
I say,
go.
Could I have $500 to start this? And I got voted down.
So yeah, it was a good start.
It was a good start. But, you know, it's just what we did is we cut out. It's called DRB and ARB. They're a review process by citizens. We could easily take care of that through our staff and get rid of that process, which delayed building up to 2 to 3 months, which when you're talking about putting a shovel in the ground in October, if you're in January, sometimes you can't build.
Right. So, I mean, we're going to talk to Bill on Friday. I know he's got issues with Steve Ellman. Do you not like the job that Steve Ellman has done? Do you criticize parts of the way that he's run the office, and how would you do things differently? I know a lot of what Bill complains about because I see his stuff and I'm in communication. I don't know enough about you to know where you are coming at with this particular race, so that's why I'm curious.
I respect Steve, but, you know, I think we just need new, fresh leadership. You know, about the apartment moratorium I did in Lake St. Louis. Well, then I got behind different candidates in different cities. If you look at Dardenne Prairie this year, I backed that mayor. We helped him out. He put an apartment moratorium in immediately. We're backed a couple of folks in O'Fallon, Doug Link, who's a great guy. And now they're going to be voting on an apartment moratorium.
But isn't that what the communities do and the suburbs do? Why? Because I know there's criticism of St. Charles County of Steve because of too much of that type of growth. I think his response is, well, that's up to Lake St. Louis and that's up to Dardenne Prairie. And is that what's happening or not?
Well, like I just said, I'm just a candidate now, and I'm backing candidates that want no more apartments. And look at what's happening. We've changed Western St. Charles County. My campaign has helped change Western St. Charles County. Steve called me silly for doing that in 2022, and he just did it last week. He passed an apartment moratorium. We're moving him as we're going. So he sees what the people are wanting, and he's just moving a little too late. It takes bold leadership to be able to move candidates.
So what else? I mean, because of the growth, you still have to allow for growth. What specifically and what strategy or path do you think would be better for the voters of St. Charles County?
So, for example, apartments, correct? They pay about half of the property tax as a single family home. So when we're running into issues, when we're bringing in mass amounts of people in apartments and they're flooding the schools, they have to build new schools. That's new bond measurements and that's new property taxes. We need to make sure our infrastructure can fit and hold. I mean, our roads are terrible in Western St. Charles County. I mean, there's traffic for hours and hours. We need to let some of this infrastructure settle in. And then I'm not saying forever ban them, but I'm saying, you know, we need to let this market saturate a little bit.
Well, I can relate with that. Even there's an area, look, I think the bottom line is you can't build enough places for people to live right now. The demand is too high. And, you know, there's places, I don't know if you're old enough to remember Wet Willie's, which
I grew up
44 and 41. So, yeah. So they're building apartments right up there now. And then on the other side of the hill, on 141, 44, McBride has a big development. So even in places where you didn't think there would be apartments, there are apartments. I have some near Hillsborough Road where I live, right in you know, Fenton, right at 141 and 44 as well. But to your point, those are going up because the demand is so high. And then Rockwood is a big part of that because people want to be in the schools. Same thing kind of applies with St. Charles County as well. But you guys are kind of on a different tier when it comes to growth.
Yeah, we're growing much faster. I mean, we're slowing down a little bit now. I think people are almost, I guess people have moved because they've been scared in the past. And St. Charles County has grown a lot off of that basis. I think that's starting to slow down. So we need to work together as a region to make sure we're bringing in new people and making sure St. Louis region is safe as a whole. And that's something that I'll take a leadership role in when I'm next county executive.
Jason Law is here. He's running for St. Charles County Executive. So let me rough you up a little bit here. You ready?
You go for it.
People tell me, Jason, I like Jason. He's law enforcement. Cops like him. Got a lot of support. Nobody knows you, though. Nobody knows your name. Bill Igel, people know his name. Steve Ellman, they know his name. You don't have name recognition. You want to do an interview like this because that helps. But, I mean, in that field, you're the least known candidate, I would think.
You know, we're getting out really heavily right now. We've knocked about 7,000 doors. We're going to get to 20,000 really quick. We're going to start commercials, texting, mailings. We'll get our name out
there. I've heard you have money, right? You've got money.
We got some money to deal with. But when you look at, I don't care what poll you look at and what the numbers are, all of them are consistent. 70% of voters haven't formally chosen a candidate. And with their name recognition like that, at the doors, the voters are saying, we want change. They're done with career politicians. I'm not a career politician. I'm a full-time policeman that did a part-time job.
What other issues, though, are voters talking about? I know the growth and the infrastructure and logistics and all that. Look, I have my concerns that I just explained to you because there's a lot more traffic. There's a lot more demand for the schools. But obviously, you've had crime issues that have gone from St. Louis City to St. Charles County, certainly St. Louis City to St. Louis County as well. Yeah. What are the other issues that you feel like you're tapping into when you knock on doors or when you go to events?
I think what it is because I resonate with the voters because I'm not a career politician and I do what I say. You know, a lot of politicians don't do that. If you look at Bill Igel, he's ran 12 years on cutting personal property tax. Every year he runs on it because he knows it polls the highest.
Of course.
And it's been successful for him in the past. Well, he's lost two races, but what I feel like the residents want and what they're telling us is lower taxes, lower crime, and less apartments. Smart growth.
How do you lower taxes?
Well, you can do it a few different ways. You don't want to raise any taxes, but personal property tax. I don't disagree with Bill in terms of getting rid of personal property tax.
I hate it. That's my least favorite thing. When I came back to Missouri and I realized that we had to do that because I was in Wisconsin, it's the worst thing ever.
It is, but him saying he can do it in 12 months is a fake plan.
No, he can't do that.
No, it's impossible. You got to go back to the voters. What I would do is the park tax has... Even Steve will admit today, the park tax started off years ago as a use tax. Now it's $70 million. They don't need $70 million for, you know, a park tax. I go back to the voters and say, can we cut that in half and then defer that $35 million to personal property tax? And then over the next several years, look at different ways that we can make St. Charles County government smaller and find the waste, fraud, and abuse in there and start giving the money back to the people.
Yeah, look, the personal property tax issue. I wish somebody could solve that. That's something, though, that kind of has to be done with the state and the, you know, different, you know, regions and communities, isn't it?
Well, what I think you can, I don't disagree with Bill in terms of being able to divert a sales tax to the personal property tax. Lawyers are going to get involved. And that's why I'm like, Bill, it's a fake plan. It takes a process to get that onto the ballot, to cut the park tax by half, to re-defer that money into another slot. It can't be done in 12 months.
Yeah, but shame on you for telling the truth on that, Jason. Come on. You can't, because look, you're kind of approaching it. That's one of the criticisms. And I'll tell Bill this when he's on Friday, because I remember what I point to is someone on Twitter a couple years ago during the governor's race, and they said, give him hell, Bill. And I'm like, I've known Bill for a long time. He's always given him hell. But what has he actually accomplished, you know, when it comes to those promises? That's pretty tough. And it's certainly tough for politicians. So we'll ask him some of those questions. But I know that he's concerned in some ways on some of the areas that you're concerned when it comes to the region's growth.
Yes.
When you guys have, how many debates have you guys had altogether?
Two.
Just two. What's been the focus of the debates?
I did ask them to do another one and they refused.
Okay. Well, we can ask them to do another one. But what have you focused on a lot of these issues, or has there been more on the regional growth issue than others when you guys have had these debates and discussions?
It's been all across the board. It's been everything from data centers to
Let's go with that, data centers. What's your position on data centers? Why do people hate them so much? Kathy Hochul said they're not going to be in New York, right? We're going to have data centers for the future, but nobody wants them. So your position on that?
I'm not scared of the future, but also saying that I grew up in North St. Louis County. I grew up on Coldwater Creek. And I had to fight cancer. My girlfriend from that time got the same cancer. Mm. Then her father died of that cancer. Data centers are the future. But I'm going to make sure before we build any that, one, we're not giving corporate handouts to Google to build data centers here. We're going to make sure they buy their own energy so it doesn't increase the energy of everybody.
Yeah, that's a big issue there.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
And then the water usage. We need to make sure that that water is clean for our kids and our grandkids in the future.
The good news is we have good water around here, right?
Yeah, we do. We got plenty of water, but I don't feel like that they can keep the land pristine.
Well, let's talk about law enforcement a little bit.
Okay.
That's your field, right?
Yeah.
We know that has, you know, I've been a victim in the suburbs myself. I had a car that was stolen a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. I've talked to folks like Steve in St. Charles. We know that there's issues that have, been exposed because the crime is moving out. What needs to happen there?
I mean, we need a better region. We need a leader at the highest county office that's going to make that a priority. We cannot be complacent in crime. The day you're complacent is the day crime comes in.
Sue, that's a good thing if you get the bell ring. It's not a bad thing. No, that means Sue's agreeing with you, though, just so you know.
He doesn't know
all the protocols, Sue. You got to be careful.
I'm
he thought he was being cut off for time or something.
No,
because that's what
totally
happens in
agree.
Debates, right?
Yes.
You hear the bell off and you're supposed to shut it shut it down.
You're exactly right. This is how people feel safe. This is where things begin. It's getting crime in check.
So, aren't you kind of crazy for doing this? Doesn't your wife think you're crazy for getting into politics like this? Why would you want the headache, Jason?
God bless my kids. And, you know, I always go back to a lot of my parents' friends that moved to St. Charles County. A lot of lost a lot of money in their biggest asset, which is their home, when they moved from North County to St. Charles County. And I'm going to promise the people that that won't happen under my leadership, that we're going to keep St. Charles County safe. We're going to work hard to get the tax burden down, and we're going to make sure that we're good to business.
Do you guys have any more? You said you asked them for a third debate. No debate scheduled at this point?
No, they didn't want to do another one.
Okay, well, yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, they probably don't want to give, I mean, from a strategy standpoint, they don't want to give you air because, again, the name recognition thing probably helps them if you're not as well known, right?
I just think we did a little better than those guys.
So what would you ask? All right, I'm going to have Bill and Steve on here in the next week or so. Give me a question to ask one of those guys, both of them. What would you say? Because I'll play this to them and see what they say.
Okay. Steve, why couldn't you have been involved in more leadership decisions that help with candidates get put in place in municipalities that stop the growth of apartments?
Okay.
If I can do that during my campaign and not even an elected official, how can you say I can't do anything about it?
All right, I'll ask him that.
And for Bill Igel, you've ran 11 years on cutting personal property tax and never came close. And what are you going to do? And how are you going to change that into the future? In this race, how are you going to do it in 12 months like you've been quoted at saying?
So you got the advantage because I didn't ask those guys to ask you a question. So we're just going to have to roll with it. But they may ask some questions of you and we'll ask you to chime back in. No, we might have you back. But it's nice to meet you in person. Look, I know this is a very important race out there. And, you know, the frustrating thing is, and I say this all the time, and I think you know this, these smaller elections, the primaries, they're sometimes more important. They have more of an effect on your life than a general election. And I know that people are busy in they feel intimidated by the issues. Where? Let me ask you this, because I don't know. This is when I'm getting here. On Amendment 4, where are you? And 5?
You know, those Amendment 5, I want to hear a better plan.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork.
Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast.
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
I haven't heard anything that says, how are you going to pay for the billions that
you're going to
cut?
They put the cart before the horse. That's the main problem there.
Right? So that scares me. Are you going to raise services, taxes on services?
Here's a lot of people. The good news is it's not going to pass. Anyway, so we could probably move on. Amendment 4.
Amendment 4, I think everybody in the state of Missouri should have a right on any petition, and it should be equal. I don't think that just St. Louis City and Kansas City should be able to change the Constitution without the rest of Missouri having to weigh in.
So that's a yes on 4.
Yes on 4.
Absolutely. Jason, nice to meet you. Keep
Thank
in
you.
Touch. Good luck with the campaign.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep. It's key.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really?
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic.
Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.